Listener Production.
Morning, I'm Lee Jollo with your local news briefing. Winter's coming, but with the rain and chill about the limestone coast, we'd be forgiven for thinking it's already here. Now the South Aussie SES has teamed up with The Bomb to provide an outlook for winter and how to deal with that. Kylie Egan from the Bureau says what we're getting at the moment will certainly be the norm.
The current seasonal outlooks for South Australia for winter are indicating a higher chance of above median rainfall for much of the state. And this is linked to the development of a negative Indian Ocean dipole, or negative IOD. And we urge South Australians to be prepared and monitor all advice.
Tenders close today for repairs and upgrades to Millicent Sail Yards. There's plenty of work needs doing, identified in a safety audit there last year. Upgrades are needed to the truck wash bay and fixed platforms. A new double-height loading ramp near the cattle yards will also need to be designed and constructed. Public servants are being told to forget about any excessive wage claims, with the Treasurer conceding rising debt, inflation and interest rates are putting the squeeze on the state's bottom line. Stephen Mulligan's hard at work on his first state budget next month, but insists he can deliver on Labor's election commitments, which came to more than $3.1 billion. The new Treasurer is also confident of a surplus next financial year. And the Mother's Day Classic in Mount Gambier has been a huge success. 150 people attended the event in total in what was the 25th year of it nationally. And to sport, taking a look at the local netball landscape now, and it's Millicent who are setting the pace this time around in the Western Border League. They've got zero losses on the board so far this year, but nonetheless, it's certainly shaping up to be a tight competition, with all sides making a valiant comeback post-COVID-19. At least that's according to coach Donna Denton.
We've put some really good juniors on the court, and they're just loving the experience of playing A grade and the opportunities that, you know, this season is giving them.
Listener.